Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The climate summit begins in Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders to rise to this moment, telling them their progress at the U.N. climate summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved.
We have broken the old arguments for inaction. We have proved that strong economic growth and a safer environment no longer have to conflict with one another. They can work in concert with one another. And that should give us hope.
The summit participants are trying to reach an agreement on measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. Mr. Obama voiced regret Monday to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the Turkish shootdown of a Russian jet fighter last week. Mr. Obama urged the Russian leader to reduce tensions with Turkey over the incident. The U.S. State Department says it has evidence from its own sources and from Turkey that the Russian jet shot down on the Turkey-Syria border last week had violated Turkish airspace. A spokeswoman says Turkey warned the Russian pilots multiple times but received no response. Russia has insisted that the plane never left Syria. Pope Francis has ended his African trip. The pontiff's first official visit to Africa took him to 3 countries. He flew out of the Central African Republic early Monday afternoon after celebrating Mass before a huge gathering at the National Stadium in the capital, Bangui. Earlier, at the main mosque in Bangui, the Pope said Christians and Muslims are brothers. He said that his visit to the country would be incomplete without meeting Muslims. This is VOA News.